Welcome to Gemara Markings Daf Yomi Tosfos Shiur Brachos Daf Chof Hey. Don't forget to click on the Daf to view today's marked Tosfos using the popular Gemara marking system, similar to that used for the Daf Gemara. If you are not already familiar with our system, a thorough explanation is available by clicking on the Learn the System option. We mentioned that we are learning now the Tosfos of Daf Chof Hey. However, the Tosfos that we will open up with is found on Daf Chof Dalet Omid Beis, simply because it is printed out of location. The last Tosfos on the page, on Chof Dalet Omid Beis, you will notice is accompanied by a star, and it indicates that this is Shayach Lekamon Chof Hei Omid Aleph. The Gemara on Chof Hei Omid Aleph had mentioned in the narrow lines of Gemara, about almost halfway down, a person that discovered feces or dung on his flesh or his hand was extended into a Beis Hakiseh bathroom area, and a machlokas between Rav Huna and Rav Chista was featured. Before we learn the Tosfos, just go over the shittas there. Rav Huna was lenient and said that it's mutter to say Kriyat Shema in that situation, and Rav Chista was stringent, each one citing psukim for defending their positions. The Tosfos here at the bottom of Chof Dalet Omid Beis says, Posak Rabbeinu Chanan, we used triangles to highlight two shittas that are featured in this Tosfos, Rabbeinu Chanan and later Rav Alphas, the Rif, they argue. Posak Rabbeinu Chanan, Rav Chista, the Osir Likros Kriyashma, Afilu Tsoya Tachas Bigdo Al Besoro. The Rach goes like Rav Chista, that as long as there is dung clinging to one's flesh, even if it's covered by his garment, it's also to say Kriyat Shema Usvirule Kol Atzmosai Tomarno, holding like the pasuk that says all of my limbs proclaim the praise of the Almighty. The Afagav the Rav Chista Talmid the Rav Huna Have, even though Rav Chista is presented as a student of Rav Huna, the Chumra Azlinon. Nevertheless, even though in terms of rules of Psak are concerned, one would not ordinarily follow the ruling of a student over the ruling of his Rav, of his master, his teacher, here we will go like the student. And that is because he is ruling more stringently. V'Rav Alphas posak k'Rav Huna. Rav Alphas, however, rules like Rav Huna. Mida'akshi Gemara mine b'yoyma perek hamamuna, because the Gemara in Maseches Yuma asks a question based on Rav Huna. It seems that Rav Huna is authoritative, and hence it is a sound basis for raising a question on a given topic. We now continue with the Tosfos on Daf Chof Hei Omid Aleph. This Tosfos on the top, Les Hichusa Kiha Mas Nisa, Elo Kiha Desanya. This is a reference to Rava's comment, and you'll notice Rava's comment about eight lines under the Tosfos section in the wider type lines of Gemara. Rava says that the halacha shall not follow the Tanaic source that had just been stated, where there was a prohibition of saying Kriyat Shema in the presence of a waste of pigs and dogs without any reference to the presence of skins deposited in the dog pig waste, which is part of the tanning process. Rava said that is too strict a ruling, but rather the problem of dog and pig waste is a problem only if you have skins in them as soaking in that substance for tanning purposes. Only then is the dog and pig waste a problem. So the Tosfos points out at the top, Pirush Rashi, Les Hilchasa Ki Ha Masnisa Deliel, the Osra Tseyas Klovim Chazirin, Afilu B'She'ein Bohem Oros, the point Rava is making not to follow that source that has said that the Tseyas Klovim Chazirin is also even without skins in them. Avol, but Tseyas Adam Lo Shayach, but with regard to human waste, there isn't any grounds for making the distinction regarding presence of skins in it. the Osir Bechol Inyan, and human waste would be Osir under all circumstances. Mashma, one can infer from this, Avol Betzoyas Tarnegoilim Loi Airi Rava, that Rava is not touching on the issue of chicken waste. Ubeidoch Braisa Lo Goras Tsoas Tarnegolim Klal. The second Braisa, the one that Rava said was reputable, or reliable for Psak, that second Braisa didn't make any mention of chicken waste. Velo polig beho amasnis le'el. Regarding the chicken waste, the second source is not coming to argue with that which was said in the first source, which did mention chicken waste. Ulufi ze yesh lesut sas tanagolim. And based on this, we're basically left with whatever it taught in the first source regarding chicken waste. And the source said not to read Kriyashma in the presence of chicken waste. The Omer Rabbeinu Yehuda, the Dafkik Shein Belul Shelahem. Rabbeinu Yehuda qualifies the chicken waste problem. That's only in their coop. Sheyesh Shom Srochem Godol. There's a great deal of foulness, of Sirachon, foulness of decay over there. Avol B'Tarnegolim Haluchim B'Bayis Ein Choshishin. However, if you have chickens that are running freely in one's house, then you don't have to worry. Ubirshami yesh de be'adumim bilvad yesh lochush. In Yerushalmi, there is a reference that only with regard to chickens that are adumim is there a problem. The note on the side of the Gemara says, "B'gidlos Mordechai Pirush l'fisha be'eretz Edom hoyu ha'sorim mitzuyim k'di isa k'subis hoyu ma'achilin ha'targum sorim mitzosim masrachas." The adumim referred to here are chickens from the Edom land region, a region to the south, most likely to the south of Eretz Yisrael. The chickens there ate, there was a lot of barley available there, and chickens ate that barley, and that created a very intensely foul odor of waste, chicken waste. So the Yerushalmi is saying that when we speak about chicken waste as being a problem, it's only the Edom chicken waste. The lo yad inon lefarish. The Tosfos himself says, I don't know what to say about that. Where we have this note on the side that did seem to offer an explanation. The Ode Komar, it also says, Marchikin miglole bema arba amos, that one is to distance himself from animal waste for amos. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yitzchok Omer, Ubovad shel chamor, that insistence on distancing four amos from animal waste is a reference to donkey waste. The next Tosfos, Reach Ra She'ein Lo Iker. The Gemara had made reference to this, and we explained in Rashi this is a reference to the a smell without an actual source of foulness present. For example, in the case of a person passing a wind, or what we call releasing gas. Yesh Meforshim, the Bote Kisos Shelanu Ba'oimek. There are those that explain that our bathroom facilities, and now you have to keep everything in historical perspective. We spoke about the Gemara era style bathrooms, which were essentially outdoor, surface level, fenced areas. Tosfos is already dealing with pits that are dug in which people would sit above the hole and their waste would fall into the pit. That's what oymek means, in depth, means our bathrooms, which are characterized by holes dug into the depths. Im yesh bohen mechitza mafsekes havyo kamo reach ra she'ein lo iker. If, let us say, you have a fence between the hole where a person relieves himself and me, in other words, the other side, there's a fence between me and the hole. Kamoi reach ra she'ein lo iker. It would then have the same standard as reach ra she'ein lo iker. Kamo bote kisos de parsoi. Look, come on. And this description of the of this type of bathroom is featured in the Gemara itself, the Persian bathroom facility, where there was a hole that was dug at an angle, and the feces would simply roll down to a point at the bottom, which was a distance away from the people at the top. Continuing on Omid Beis, Tosfos Dimas Vahrei Livo Roya Esa Erva. We saw the Gemara discussing a person who would immerse himself in clear water, in a pool of water, his head above the water, the rest of his body below the water. The Gemara raised a problem. How can you say Kriya Shema like that when your heart and your erva, the private parts, are on the same plane? The Gemara. Pirush Ri, Midaporach Gemara Hachi Bepshitus. From the fact that the Gemara just raises this as an obvious question or a simple question, in other words, that when the Gemara says "Vari libo rois erva," the Gemara makes an assumption that that's an obvious problem. That's what is meant here. The fact the Gemara asks is "Bepshitus mashma the libo rois erva usur." It would seem then that is in fact a problem. Elo de Rabbeinu Shmaya Tamida Shirashi Pasuk Katana Kama the libo rois erva muter. However, there is this authority, Rabbeinu Shmaya, a student of Rashi, that ruled like the Tana Kama, and this is a reference to the Tanaic source you see in the Gemara on the last narrow line, where it said, Mayim Tsulim Yeshev Bohen Ad Savor Vakore, that in clear water, all that you have to do is sit in the water, neck with your neck outside the water, and say Kriya Shema, indicating that Libo Roa Esa Erva is no problem. Umihu besomuch mashma de oser. However, later in the Gemara, it seems that libo roa of erva is a problem, is forbidden for relying on that situation for saying kriyashma. Delo pligi hani amoroi elo ba'akevo roa erva. When the Gemara gets involved with the discussion, you see machlekesim between Abaye and Rava in the Gemara. And their machlokus surrounds only the issue of one's heel being on the same plane as the erva. Avo belibo roes erva kuliamu moldu to aser. But as far as the chest and the erva being on the same plane without anything blocking them, it seems on the from the Amoraic standpoint, everyone agrees that it is aser. Vehilchasa nogea. Ba'akevo aser. This we saw in the Gemara that we can rule like Rava that akevo roes erva is muter, but akevo nogea, if the heel of one's foot is touching the one's sexual organ, that would be a problem. For taima, and the reason for this is the gazrino nogea kevo shemo yiga bi yodav. We're saying that we restrict a person who's Nogea Akevo, because if we allow that, he might allow himself to say Kriya Shema while his hand is touching his erva, and that certainly would be forbidden. Graf Shel Re'i, the Gemara featured a Tanaic source that mentioned that the receptacles holding solid and liquid waste forbids one to say Kriya Shema in their presence. Graf Shelri, Pirush Rashi, Shel Cheres, Bolua. Rashi explains in regard to the Graf Shelri, it's made of clay and it absorbs. Mashma le Pirusho, one would imply or infer from Rashi, Rashi's explanation implies Avokli de lo Bola, Kigon Zuchuchis Efshe de Shori. Vessels that are made of non absorbent material, like glass, they would not be a problem. In other words, these waste receptacles are presented in the Gemara as a problem even without the actual waste in them. The mere fact that it's used for that, they pose a problem. And Rashi, the explanation that Tosfos understood from the Rashi by the fact that he said it's made of cheres indicates that they absorb and so that their whole problem is the fact they are made, these are vessels designed for the waste that are made of absorbent material. But if it were made of non-absorbent material, and of course there's no waste in them, there is grounds for thinking that they would be mutter. In other words, it would be mutter to say Kriyat Shema in their presence. Once again, we are emphasizing that there is no waste. Now, all of this is based on the impression one gets from Rashi's explanation. Ubilvad shiatil bohen revius mayim. Aval begraf efshur delo mahani mayim. There was a vessel called a there was a, what we call, say, the graf and ovit, which were official vessels, and then there were the non-official vessels, the non-regular vessels, and it was only at that point of the non-regular vessels that the Brisa mentioned ad shi'atav l'seichon mayim, leaving room to infer that the opening of the Tanaic source that featured the graf shel ri'i, there the addition of water would be of no value. It wouldn't help. In other words, that the vessel itself creates a prohibition of saying Kriyat Shema in its presence. We continue at the top of Daf Chavov, being that our Daf Yomi Shir had continued till that point as well. The Gemara reported that if one is interested in conducting intimacy with his wife, and there happens to be a Sefer Torah present, so Rabbi Shimon Levi said, make a machitza of 10 tefachim, a fence, a block, a screen of 10 tefachim in height, and then you can conduct the intimacy. Tosfos adds here at the top, Sefer Torah sulo machitza v'davka Sefer Torah. This requirement of a machitza of 10 tefachim is only with regard to a Sefer Torah, v'gam b'chumashim yesh lahachmir kamo b'sefer Torah. It's reasonable to assume that Tosfos' reference to Chumashim is what we see in different sugyas in the Shas, that the individual books of the Chumash, Brachos by itself, Shmois by itself, were written on parchment, b'kedusha, and they're called Chumashim. So the same stringency that we apply to Sefer Torah will apply to Chumashim. As he says, v'gam b'chumashim yesh lachmir kamo b'sefer Torah, avol b'shar svarim, but other scrolls, dayon b'kisui b'alma. And if Tosfos is saying other svarim, and we're assuming that we're talking about scrolls, you can then all the more so you could rule leniently with regard to printed books, bound books. Dayon b'kisui b'alma, it's enough to have any type of a mere covering over them. Just throwing some drape or fabric over them, and that would be sufficient for creating the environment of modesty necessary for intimacy. We have to point out, as we've done many, many times, that in the context of our Gemara markings, Daf Yomi and Tosfos Shiurim, we have no intention of mentioning anything that bears semblance to what's called halacha lemaisa, practical halachic practical application of halacha. For that, one has to consult with responsible authorities and research them in sforum that deal with halacha lemaisa. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.